Some of the world's largest financial institutions have gone under in recent weeks, but there's one bank in Europe that's doing just fine, thank you very much. It's a so-called social bank based in the Netherlands named Triodos. Charles Middleton is the managing director for Triodos in the UK. So what kind of loans does Triodos make, Charles?
We only lend to projects, businesses, individuals that are making a positive difference in the social and environmental arena. So this covers things like fair trade, social housing, renewables, those sort of areas.
And can you give me an example of a couple of loans that Triodos has made recently so we know kind of where you're investing?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we've been working with Café Direct, which is a major fair trade business in the UK, working in the hot drinks business.
So they bring in coffee and tea, that kind of thing?
Indeed, yeah. They work with producers in the developing world and sell the product into the UK and have been very successful in securing a significant market share in that business.
Hasn't there been a kind of general belt tightening all over that will affect organic and free trade products?
Yeah, I think it would be very naive to say that our sort of customers are not affected in any way by the current crisis. But they are themselves very close to their customers. So, for instance, our organic farming producers work with farmers markets, with box schemes, and don't rely solely on the supermarkets, for instance, where I think the major pressure has been felt as far as organic consumption has been concerned.
And with, renewables and fair trade and social housing, I mean, is the risk high or low? And if the risk is low, does that mean that returns are also low?
As well as being an ethical and social bank, we obviously take the sort of credit side of it very, very seriously. So we will not lend to businesses unless they have a good business model. Now, clearly, in some cases, that business model is being tested at the moment. But because of the sort of passionate way in which these people run these businesses, and because they are not driven by maximizing the profit from those businesses, my sense is that they are actually more resilient to the current situation than many other businesses. In that sense, I would say the risk is no higher and perhaps lower than in some very profit-driven, highly leveraged businesses.
As you've spoken with the media, you often refer to the fact that Triodos operates in the real economy. What do you mean by real economy?
I think it's simply a case of us connecting what I would call real savers, people who put money with us, with real projects. We don't try and create complicated derivative type products. As a consequence, we've got no exposure to anything like subprime. So we are connecting real savers with real projects. It's very straightforward, and we're totally transparent in that we actually publish details of every loan that we have on our books. So those savers can see exactly what their money has been used to support.
I mean, we've been talking throughout this interview kind of comparing social banking with, the kind of banks that, UBS that the Swiss government just bailed out. Is it fair to even compare these two? I mean, a bank the size of Triodos with $2.7 billion in revenue compared to, the world's largest bank, HSBC, which has $146 billion in revenue.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. And, none of us at Triodos are saying that we can suddenly take over the entire banking sector tomorrow. I think what we are saying is that we've demonstrated that a model that is based on sound principles of connecting real savers with money to real projects works. And that sense of transparency of seeing what a bank is doing, of not creating products that are so complicated that, as the FSA regulator said today, banks did not really understand what it was they were getting into. So I think that we have some tangible lessons that we can draw from the way that we do business. And hopefully, out of this current sort of crisis that is sweeping across the banking sector, across the world, something will emerge which draws on those lessons and applies them. So that there is a shift towards business models that are more transparent and revert to perhaps more traditional types of banking.
Charles Middleton, the managing director for Triodos in the UK. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Great pleasure. Thank you.